This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is Jack Stotch. He is the CEO of Globex Mining Enterprises. Well, they trade on the TSX Senior Board under the ticker symbol GMX, and they also trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol GLBXF. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
You know, since the last time you were on our show, we've gained about another 50 to 70,000 listeners. And, you know, bring them up to speed of, you know, give us like an about statement of what you guys do. And then later on, I want to get into some Q&A.
Sure. Well, we're a bit of a different company. We're in the junior mining sector, but we're unlike pretty much any other junior mining company. What we do is pretty much anything that'll make money, which is actually kind of novel for our industry. Most people in our industry spend money. They don't make money.
That's why I love having you on the show because, you know, let me stop you right there. You're absolutely right. These junior mining exploration development companies such as yours, you know, you guys actually have revenues. These other companies are in business for years and years and years. They raise money, they dilute, they raise money, they dilute, but not you guys, and I applaud you for that.
Thank you very, very much. So we, you know, our model is, okay, what can we do to make money? And that has made us think a bit different than other companies, where if you look at most other junior mining companies, they're very limited in their view. They're either a gold company or a copper company or a lithium company, whatever they are. And they concentrate on that, and they go out, they do exploration. If they, so they've raised money, they have to issue shares. If they're successful, they go out and they raise more money and dilute their shareholders more and so on. And if they're lucky, and we know that the chances of being lucky in our industry are minimal because it's a very high-risk business,
right?
You know, they end up, you know, abandoning the property, getting another property, and doing the same thing over and over again. Where we're different is, back to my original phrase, we want to make money. So what we do is we acquire assets. We thrive in good times, we thrive in bad times. In bad times, we thrive because we acquire assets at extremely cheap prices. In good times, we thrive because then we sell the assets and get revenue through option agreements, and if they go to production, royalty revenue. So the point, and the other thing about us is, instead of being focused on one element, we specialize in being unfocused. What we do is we'll take anything as long as it has the potential of generating revenue. So right now we have over 150 different assets, and we cover about half the periodic table, including specialty minerals. So we have, you know, well over 65 gold projects, over 40 polymetallic, which would be copper, zinc, usually with gold and silver associated. And then we have a whole bunch of other things like lithium, magnesite, feldspar, anything that can make money, we'll do. So what we'll do is we'll acquire them in the bad times, just obscene example. We picked up a historical 35 million ton feldspar deposit for, I think it was about $156 by staking. It was sitting there open. Most people don't know what feldspar is. Feldspar is used in making ceramics. It's used in making tempered glass, which is a, you know, specialty glass. There are two big mines in the U.S. They've closed down because they've run out of material. So we picked this up. We did a deal just recently with another company on it, and they're paying us. They paid us $100,000 cash, 2 million shares, and we have a gross royalty. So when it goes into production, we're going to get a revenue stream. So that's the kind of thing we do. And we, like I said, we're not married to any particular material. We just did a deal with another company on a vanadium. Iron to titanium vanadium project. We picked up about a quarter billion ton deposit in northern Quebec and flipped it to another company. And again, cash, I think it was 150,000 cash, 2.5 million or 3 million shares, and a gross metal royalty. So this is what we do. We do over and over and over again. And this is different from other companies which are more focused on exploration rather than revenue. Now, we do exploration too, and we're obliged to, because if you're doing, if you're acquiring assets, you're required to maintain those assets, and you maintain those assets through exploration expenditures and through paying the taxes in order to maintain them. So you have to do it. So that's fine, because when if you do it properly, then you augment the value of your asset so that you can ask for more when you sell it.
My guest today is Jack Stotch. He is the CEO of Globex Mining Enterprises. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol GLBXF. They also trade on the TSX senior board under the ticker symbol GMX. And I think you guys trade, do you trade on the German stock exchange too?
Yes, we trade on 5 exchanges in Germany.
That's incredible. I wanted to talk to you about a couple things. I want to talk about revenues. I've had at least 100 CEOs of exploration, development, junior mining companies come on my show in the last year. Very few of those have revenues. You guys do have revenues. It seems like you guys are starting to grow really. Can you expound on that, give my listeners a little bit of update of where we're at and where we're going?
Sure. Well, like I said, our model is to try to make money, and by doing that, not dilute our shareholders. I'll point out to you that we only have 49 million shares out, and that's after 30 years. We've never done a rollback.
Wow.
Okay. So the company has always had this be in our bonnet, I guess, about not diluting our shareholders. So if you look at, for example, the last 12 months, we've probably have about $1.5 million in revenue from options where companies are paying us to try to earn an interest in our projects. I'll give you an example of one we did with a company called Enforcer, where we acquired a gold property. It was an exploration play. We did work on the property. Surface samples on this thing are running up to 510 grams. That's very, very rich.
Wow.
On surface. The property actually hadn't been worked for 42 years, and we were able to grab it in these bad times, which was fantastic for us. So we did a deal with Enforcer. It's a 4-year deal. They're paying us $2.7 million in cash, 8.5 million shares, and their shares are about 20 cents a share at the moment. They have to do $15 million worth of work in order. They have to do the 2.7 million cash, 8.5 million shares, and $15 million in work in order to earn 100% in the property. And then when they do that, they have to pay us 6% of the gold they produce on the first 150,000 ounces of gold, and then 3.5% after 150,000 ounces. So if you look at that 6% and the 150,000 ounces, that's first 9,000 ounces of gold on their first production if they get the production.
Well, the metrics you just, you know, shouted out there, that sounds like shattering your 1 million revenue from 2016. It sounds like 2017 is going to be a bang-up year.
It's going to be a bang-up year, and then add to that, Nearstar have our, well, they have a property in Tennessee called the Mid-Tennessee Zinc Mine, and we have a gross metal royalty on production of zinc from that mine. They're in the process of opening the mine right now and ramping up the mill. They own a smelter within the area. So once they're in production, depending on the zinc price, because it's a floating royalty, we're expecting anywhere from $1.5 million to $2 million a year in revenue just from that Nearstar royalty.
You know, if I take your stock price around 41 cents U.S. and say take 49 million shares, you know, I look at that, and basically that tells me that your market cap's around 19, 20 million. That sounds very undervalued.
It is very undervalued, and there's a number of reasons for that. I'm sure I'm going to insult somebody by what I say now. But basically, analysts, brokers, and investors either don't have the knowledge to analyze a company as complex as Globex, and they don't have the time. And a broker wants a story that he can tell in 2-3 minutes to his client.
Right.
Globex, with over 150 assets, How does he explain that? I mean, for example, we announced the deal on the feldspar. They don't even know what feldspar is.
Right, right.
We announced a deal on silica. We have a silica royalty. They don't know what silica is. They don't know what it's used for. Vanadium. We did a deal with a company that said they just drilled 16 holes on our property in New Brunswick, which is a manganese project. You say manganese, you know, get a blank face. Well, manganese is used in the steel industry, and there is no production in North America. It's 100%
wow.
imported. Okay? We acquired a historical resource, this company gave us cash, gave us a nice share position. Actually, we just, this week, we received another 1 million shares of their company. They're just also announced that they're doing another drill program. It's a company called Manganese X. And this is, we sit there, and if they get this thing to production in any shape or form, we end up with a royalty revenue stream. People don't have the time or the background or the knowledge, and then they look at us and they go, like, 150 properties, that's great, but I don't understand this. I'm not going to spend the time on it. We have more assets. If you look at Enforcer, okay, just give an example where brokers, and Enforcer's doing a great job. This is not disparaging Enforcer. They're doing a great job. They already have. They've only been around on this property for about 6 months since they did the deal with us. They already have the same number of shares out as we have. And their total value is about half of Globex, and they're earning an interest in our project. And they still have to pay us a couple million bucks. They still have to issue another, 7 million shares to us. They still have to spend $15 million in work. And then at the end, we're going to end up sitting there receiving bullion. Like any logical analyst, investor, broker who took the time to understand it would say, holy crap, if they're worth half of the value of Globex, then Globex must be hugely undervalued just on that one property.
Right, right, right. And like I said, at 49 million shares, and you're just probably a tad bit under that at 40 cents, you know, we're looking, like I said, 19, 20 million dollars. You didn't say, but I'll say it first. I think that you guys will smash revenues of 2016. You'll probably double that in 2017. Where do we go from here? What's the future of Globex?
Well, more of the same. We're hoping to generate more revenue because the metal prices are moving up and money is flowing back into our clients' hands. So we're hoping that we'll be doing a lot more deal and generating a lot more revenue. We're also ramping up some of our exploration. I don't know if you noticed that we announced that we had acquired a former gold producer called Francoeur.
I saw that you did a helicopter flyover and survey the land. Is that correct?
No. That's our ilmenite project.
Okay.
Where we did an airborne electromagnetic survey, and we found this huge anomaly. Again, ilmenite. Nobody knows what the hell ilmenite is, but it's used in the steel industry. A lot of it is imported, and we found this huge. There was these boulders of massive ilmenite. And we think we've traced them back now to their source. We've done the airborne survey. We have this huge anomaly just north of where we have the ilmenite boulders, and we're going to be working on that this summer. But we've also done things like we acquired this Francoeur gold mine just near Rouyn-Noranda here in the Abitibi, and it was a mine where they mine quartz vein systems. Well, we looked at it in a different way, and we went and we just did one drill hole, but we ended up getting a 40 meter wide intersection over 1.2 grams gold, which is, you know, a nice width, a nice grade for open pit mining. So we're looking at the thing in a different way. So this summer we'll be working on that again, and we're going to try to build up a zone, and then we'll either work it ourselves or we'll do a deal with someone else. So, you know, we're very, very, very busy all the time, all kinds of different
things. That's good. Yeah, I see that you guys have been releasing a lot of press releases, too. In closing, Jack, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out into the listeners in closing here?
I think it's basically the only thing that I would sort of point out again is what you've pointed out, is like we're hugely undervalued, and people should take the time to look at the assets, look at the press releases. Look, on our site, we have descriptions of most of our properties. We have all of our press releases, all of our option partners' press releases. We put out another press release today, another company called Kallios optioned one of our gold properties. We're getting cash, we're getting stock, we're getting a royalty. Yesterday we put out another press, well, we didn't put out a press release, but we published a press release from Enforcer, where they just finished an airborne survey on our high-grade gold project, and they're going to be going in and drilling it this summer. So there's lots of stuff going on. We have a constant news flow and excellent access to the other assets. And the other thing I would point out, we have cash in the bank, we have no debt, and we own all of our assets. We don't owe anybody anything. Zero.
Well, you heard it here first on Stock Day. We've had the CEO of Globex Mining, Jack Stotch. I believe the stock is undervalued. That's just one man's opinion. But what I will say about this company is that you got one of the best CEOs at the helm. He's making things happen. Revenues are going to double in 2017, and I think the stock price is very undervalued. Jack, I want to thank you for coming back on the show, bringing us up to speed. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you very, very much.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.